Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, in this moment, because of you, I wanna thank you and praise you.
Bless the Lord, 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 bless the Lord. Our Father, our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. God, we thank you for this, another Sunday, and a new month, and a new year, and a new day, and a new week, and a new season, oh, and a new moment, in a new hour. Oh, Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We magnify you. We rejoice in your goodness. We rejoice in your grace. We rejoice in your mercies. We rejoice in your love. Thank you for being so kind to us. Thank you for being so gracious to us. And as we come, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father, and we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Thank you, Father, for another opportunity to hear the word, to speak the word, to meditate the word, to believe the word, to receive the word. Thank you for the working power of the word, because your word never, ever, ever returns unto you void, but always accomplishes everything, absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you. Bless your people everywhere today, Father, near and far around the globe. Remember somebody, Father God, standing in the need of prayer, somebody at the door of death, somebody in trouble, somebody calling on your name, somebody's dancing down the praises, somebody, somewhere. And we say thank you, God, and we bless you, and we magnify your name forever, forever, and forever, and forevermore. We commit our services into your hands, Father, and we ask, Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified, and your people will be edified, as Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of Jesus. We want to welcome you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for stopping by today. Glory be to God as we celebrate Jesus and this another day that the Lord God, he has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And we bless him and we magnify him and we declare his name as great and as mighty. Amen and amen. Our scripture reading for this morning will be found in the book of Job, chapter number 1. And I will read in your hearing, amen, starting in verse 1. And it reads like this. In the land of Oz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, and he had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom. One day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing?" Satan replied, "Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, then, everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger." Then Satan went from the presence of the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, this morning we want to come to you for a brief moment with the subject, Jesus dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. Amen and amen. We're going to play, amen, another selection. Amen. And after that, we're going to come and dive right into the word of God on this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. Jesus. Hallelujah. He dropped the charges.
Young man Richard White, better known as Mr. Clean, wrote a song that said, "Jesus dropped the charges." And it sounded funny to me until I started reading it. It says, "I was guilty of all the charges." How many of you ever been guilty of sin, huh? "Due and disgrace. But Jesus, with his special love, saved me by his grace. Special love, forgive me of every wrong. He put me
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. That's a dancing message there. That's a shout message right there. Jesus dropped the charges. I was guilty as all get out. Oh, glory. I was caught red-handed. Glory be to God. I was born in sin and shaping in iniquity. I was born guilty of death. The Bible says, no, there is none righteous. No, not one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus dropped the charges. Beloved, amen. Our scripture tells us today, amen, that Satan, the accuser of the brethren, amen, goes back and forth before God. And when he goes to God, he goes and he accuses us of our sin. Beloved, we got to remember that the devil is, God is watching us. And beloved, but you got to remember that the devil watching you too. You got an angel following you, and you got a demon following you at all times, and you got to remember that. And let me tell you something. Now, the angels of God are there to protect us, amen, for God's grace and mercy, but that demon is there to follow you around in those secret places and watch what you're doing so he can go and accuse you before God. Oh, yeah, beloved, the Bible tells us, amen, hallelujah. And guess what? And when the devil goes before God to accuse us, the devil is a liar. But the devil not going lying. The accusations are accurate. Whatever the devil going with, you best believe he done did his homework. Huh? And the devil see. And the devil see, amen, that you messed up. The devil see that you done sinned over here. The devil sees, all right, you're acting like you got unforgiveness in your heart. Oh, he sees. So his accusations are accurate, beloved. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When the devil, amen, went before God, amen, for Job. Glory be to God. And he said, look at Job. Amen. He's just serving you because the blessings, and he's just serving you. Well, beloved, the Bible tells us in Job chapter number 3, verse number 25, and that Job had fear in his heart. That was Job's sin. He had fear in his heart. He had fear that something negative was going to happen to his children. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. When we read this, excuse me. Job, amen, chapter number 3, amen, verse number 25, amen. And it says, this is Job talking. It says, what I feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. See, beloved, fear has torment. Fear is not of God. See, fear is of the devil. And that was the devil's way in to Job's life. Because Job had a door that was open. It was called the door of fear. See, and he came accusing Job, Look at here. Look at here. Look at this one. Well, he wasn't the only one, beloved. The devil came accusing Joshua. Glory be to God. We read in the book of Zechariah, chapter number 3. Verse number 1, it says, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? Verse number 3. Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. You see that, beloved? Satan's accusations are true. When Satan come accusing you before God, he got something on you. See? He had something on Job because Job had fear in his heart. He had something on Joshua as Joshua representing the children of Israel. Why? Because their clothes were filthy with sin. And you best believe the same way he accused Job, the same way he accused Joshua, the devil going before God for you and me. Oh, you best believe he saw what you threw down yesterday. He saw what came out of your mouth. He saw the thoughts. Oh, he knows what he's talking about. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He has access, amen, to God to accuse us. Beloved, we cannot dismiss the devil as merely a symbol or a legend, as some people do. The devil has very real power. Originally, Satan was an angel of God. But through his own pride, he rebelled. He sees God as his enemy, and he constantly tries to hinder God's work. But he is limited by God's power and can only do what he is permitted to do, as we see in the book of Job. Beloved, Satan's name means accuser. And this is why in the book of Revelations, chapter 12, verse 10, they call him the accuser of the brethren. Satan actively looks for people to attack. He comes to attack you with confusion. He comes to attack you with doubt. He comes to attack you with condemnation. Glory be to God. And this is why, beloved, amen, we read in the book of 1 Peter, amen, glory be to God, chapter number 5, amen. And we look at verse number 8, hallelujah, and it reads like this: be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Satan walking back and forth all day. He pacing the floor. He said, I got to find somebody. I got to find somebody messing up. I got to find somebody in sin. I got to find somebody who's not talking to God, somebody who's not confessing, somebody who's not praying, somebody who's not believing. Satan said, I got to find somebody. The Bible says he's walking to and fro, up and down. You know how people get when they get restless? They just walk in the floor. Now Satan just walking the world. He walking to and fro, seeking, looking for the weak chain, the weak chain and the weak link in the chain. He said, I got to find me somebody. See? And he found Job. He found Joshua. And you best believe he's looking to find you. Glory be to God. He likes to pursue believers who are vulnerable in their faith. If you're vulnerable, if you're having a weak moment, if you're having, amen, if you're not sure, if you're not mature in this area, if you're still wishy-washy in this area, if you're still a little carnal in this area, are you his candidate? He said, yeah, you the one I want. Yeah, you the one. You scratching your head. Oh, yeah, you the one I want. See? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Satan is looking for those who are spiritually weak. Huh? That's why the Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong. See? And you got to be careful the words that's coming out of your mouth. Because if the devil hear you say, oh, I'm just a little weak in this area. I'm just a little weak when it comes to this. He said, ah, oh, gotcha, gotcha. Ah, yeah, boys, that's who we want. And so here, Satan has liberty, beloved. Amen. To go before God, to go before God, bringing up our weaknesses, bringing up our sins, bringing up our faults. That's what the devil does. He is looking for those who are also isolated from other believers. Whenever you start isolating from other believers, you don't want to be around your brothers and sisters in the Lord. He said, yep, got me another one. Got me another one. That's who Satan is looking for, beloved. Even though God permits the devil to do his work in this world, and you best believe the devil is doing his work in this world. Why? Because he's the prince of the air. Beloved, this world, amen, Adam and Eve gave a Satan legal rights to this world when they sinned in the garden. That's why that sin was so, it was awesome. It was an awesome sin in a negative way. Satan committed high treason in the Garden of Eden. See, when he tricked Eve, huh? To hand him over the world, beloved. And so God permits the devil to do his work in the world. Jesus has complete power over Satan. He defeated Satan when he died and rose again for the sins of everyone. Beloved, we must know that one day Satan will be bound forever, never again to do his evil work. But many believe that until that time, until the end, until we get to Revelations, and we only just a couple steps away from Revelations, beloved, because we're living in the end of times. Glory be to God. Satan still has access to God. Ain't that something? He was thrown out of heaven. Satan is not in hell, y'all. He's not in hell. Now, if you're saying that, you got the scriptures wrong. He's on his way to hell. He's going to be bound and cast into the abyss forever, but he's not there right now. Satan is on the earth. Might be in your house right now. Might be walking up and down your street right now. Might be sitting right next to you, glory be to God, even while you're in the midst, amen, of coming to worship the Lord. You think the devil don't come to church? Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Satan has access to God. But here, God bars his access forever, beloved. Oh, God is going to do it. Somebody say God is going to do it. Amen. We see glory be to God. Let's look, amen, in the book of Revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter number 9. Hey, let's look at verse number 1. Amen. Glory be to God. Verse number 1 says, the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. Ah, that's Satan's home. That's where he's going. Oh, he's going to the abyss. Oh, let me tell you, it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. The new heaven, the new earth ain't going to have to worry about Satan, because Satan's going to be on lockdown for eternity. He can no longer, at that point, when that happens, then Satan can no longer accuse people before God. He'll be no longer be able to do it. But beloved, up until that time, amen, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Remember how you used to have a big sister or a little sister or brother, and you do something, and they say, I'm going to tell mommy, I'm going to tell daddy, I'm going to tell. Well, that's what Satan does. See, when Satan see, amen, that we in error, glory be to God, huh, that we done made a wrong move, when we done made the wrong words, spoke the wrong words, he said, I'ma tell. And when Satan goes before God, he done did his homework. Okay, he ain't wrong. He ain't wrong. He a liar, but he ain't lying right now. Because we be guilty as all get out. Beloved, the official blow to Satan came when the Lamb, somebody say the Lamb of God, oh, now behold the Lamb, the precious Lamb of God. Jesus Christ shed his blood for our sins. Christ won complete victory through his sacrificial payment of the penalty that we deserved. He died in our place. The victory continues through these sacrifices we make because of our faith in him. Beloved, as we face battle against Satan, and you best believe we're going to face some battles, amen, glory be to God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Huh? Somebody say, but the Lord. Beloved, when we face battles against Satan, when the enemy comes in, we got to know like a flood, God will lift up a standard. We should not fear defeat. We should not fear Satan. We should not compromise with evil as a means of escape. No, because God is a deliverer. God's going to take you out of this thing. See? Hallelujah. Instead, beloved, we should loyally serve Christ, who wins the battle for us every single time. Satan, the accuser of the brethren. Beloved, this is why we want to thank God for the blood of Jesus. We want to thank God for the love of Jesus. We want to thank God that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, God made a way. Glory be to God. Yes, we was guilty. Glory be to God. But God made a way when he gave his son. Glory be to God. Then he came. Glory be to God in Romans. Amen. Chapter number 10. Glory be to God. Verse number 9. And that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse number 11, for the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Yes, beloved, God made a way. And we want to thank God for the great plan of salvation. So now, beloved, what happens? Because we have placed our faith in God's mercy, we have placed our faith in God's grace. Glory be to God. We have believed and received his great plan of salvation. When Satan comes now, tiptoeing up in God's presence to accuse you of something you guilty for, glory be to God, beloved. And when you have confessed your sins and forsaken your sins, what God does is he dismisses the case. Ah, my God. He drops the charges. Glory be to God. He picks up his gravel. Glory be to God. He hits the desk. But Satan comes before the Lord. He comes with his documents. He comes with his pictures. He comes with his evidence that you're guilty. And God looks it over. Okay? And then he turns to the right side. And then he sees Jesus sitting over on the right side of the courtroom. He sees Jesus, the chief intercessor. He sees Jesus, the propitiator for our sins. He sees Jesus, and he's reminded of the blood of Jesus that was shed for you and me to redeem us. Then what God does is he picks up the gravel, he hits the desk, and he says, case dismissed. Oh, my God. He dismisses the case. He drops the charges, and he says, you're free to go. Oh, my God. Somebody give the Lord some praise.
God. Can you imagine being in the courtroom? You know you're guilty. The cops found you. Glory be to God in the midst of the action. They got the pictures. They got the DNA. You guilty. But when you get to court, the judge, hallelujah, picks up the gravel and says, case dismissed, and he drops the charges. Beloved, that's what Jesus did for us. Can somebody give the Lord some praise? When God is reminded of the blood of Calvary, he drops the charges. Oh, beloved, we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. God has dropped the charges. Beloved, yes, we was guilty by default. We was born guilty. We was born naughty by nature. There is none righteous. No, not one. We was born a sinner. We've been messing up from the giddy up. Glory be to God. Even after our salvation, glory be to God, we done messed up big time. But when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and God will drop the charges. And dismiss your case and tell Satan, don't come in here no more with that one. Because far as the east is from the west, I have washed them clean. As far as the east is from the west, I don't remember it no more. Don't recall it no more. It's a done deal. He tells Satan, don't come in this courtroom no more with that one. Because this case is dismissed, and that's my final verdict. Oh my God, my God, my God. Oh my God, beloved. Somebody say, I'm innocent. I'm innocent by faith. I'm innocent by grace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What did God tell? Hallelujah. Satan, when it came to Job, he said in verse number 12, that this is what the Lord told Satan. The Lord said to Satan, he said, all right, very well then. Everything he has is in your power. He said, but on the man himself, don't you lay a finger. Don't you touch him. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, my case is dismissed. What did God tell Satan when it came, amen, to Joshua? Glory be to God. Joshua says, just Satan said, look at him and look at all his sin. Look at all them filthy clothes. Look at him. He stinks. The Lord says, show you right. Show you right. Glory be to God. But look at verse number 4. Hallelujah. The angel said to those, hallelujah, to those who were standing before him, to take off his filthy clothes. Come on, somebody. Can nobody do me like Jesus? Can't nobody do me like God? Can't nobody do me like Jesus? He's my friend. Then he said to Joshua, see, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you. Then I said, put a clean turban on his head. So they put on a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood by. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you walk in obedience to me and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge over my courts, and I will give you a place among those standing here. Listen, High Priest Joshua and your associates seated before you, who are men symbolic of things to come. I'm going to bring my servant the branch. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. What did God do? God turned Joshua's situations around. Beloved, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. and all things have become new. Beloved, Satan greatly discounts the breath of God's mercy and God's forgiveness towards those who believe in him. And this is why we can read in Romans chapter 8, verse number 34. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor any height, nor any depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus, drop the charges. Jesus, drop the charges. Can we just stop for about 15 seconds and give God some praise? We was all on our way to hell on a high-speed train. We was all on our way to hell in a super jet. Oh, glory be to God. We was born to die spiritually because of the first Adam's sin. But Jesus dropped the charges. Hallelujah. When he died and rose again on the third day and decreed and declared that all power is in my hands. Thank God for his redemption. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me hold again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain that I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We want to thank God as we celebrate in this brand new year that the charges have been dropped. Holly, you can't find nothing on me. Hallelujah. Satan might come, but you can't find nothing on me. Hallelujah. You can't even try to bring nothing up, Satan, because that's under the blood. I don't want to hear about what I used to do, where I used to go, where I used to be, what I used to say, how I used to think, because that's all under the blood. Glory to glory be to God. Your accusations is wrong this time around. Why? Hallelujah, because the case has been dismissed. God don't pick up no dead files. The case has been dismissed, and the charges have been dropped. Beloved, Satan, the accuser of the brethren, will ultimately be destroyed. Hallelujah, while everyone who is a believer will be saved. Ah, come on, look how God put a twist on that thing. Ah. Be prepared for Satan's attacks. Hallelujah. By asking God to remove your clothing of sin, to remove your filthy garments, and to dress you in his goodness, to dress you in his robe of righteousness, to dress you of salvation. If you do not know Jesus Christ today, I want you to know that when Satan goes before God with accusations about you, they remain valid. They remain valid. God can't drop the charges when you're still guilty. And the only thing that removes the guilt, beloved, is our confession. The only thing that removes the guilt, amen, and condemnation, amen, of our sins, amen, is confession. You must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. If you have not received Jesus Christ, then when Satan goes before God, you're guilty. God can't dismiss your case. He can't dismiss your case. If you are a believer and you are in sin, glory be to God, and you have not confessed that sin before God, you're still pondering that thing in your heart, and you refuse to commit that to God, the Lord can't, amen, dismiss that either. He only dismisses, amen, what you appropriate your faith for through confession. See? And God does the work. He didn't tell Joshua, Joshua, go take a bath and change your clothes. No, he had the angels wash him up, and he had the angels dress him. Without him, we can do nothing. You see, it ain't, all you have to do is put your faith on the line, and God will do the rest. Come on, right now, I want to lead you to Christ. I want to lead you to Christ. Let me tell you something. It's the beginning of the year, and this is the most important day. This is the most important day. Number one, you don't even know if you're going to be here by next Sunday. The truth of the matter is you don't even know if you're going to be here tomorrow. Glory be to God. You don't want to transition out of this world in your filthy garments. You don't want to transition out of this world with Satan's accusations against you being accurate. See? When they can all be washed away through confession. Repeat after me. Father, I come to you on this day. I come in simple faith, and I ask you to forgive me for every sin that I have committed from the day I was born. I ask that you would save my soul once and for all. As I open up my heart, as I open up my mouth, as I open up my mind, as I open up my will, and I invite Jesus to come in and be my Lord and be my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you, Father. And now I ask that you would help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. Yeah. Case dismissed. Case dismissed. Case dismissed. Jesus dropped the charges. Woo. But you don't know what they did. You don't know what they did. You don't know what they did. You don't know what they don't make no difference what they did. Jesus dropped the charge. I was watching the story of Madoff. Amen. Glory be to God. What was his name? The man, amen, who did the Ponzi scheme. Amen. It was the greatest scheme in America. Amen. He stole Bernie Madoff. He stole billions and billions of God's people on a scheme. Glory be to God. Y'all know about it. Great sin, great sin, great sin. But guess what? When he spent those 10 years in prison, he could have given his life to Christ. Guess what? He'll go to heaven. Guess what? The person whose money he stole, the person who gave Bernie their money and Bernie stole it, if they didn't give their life to Christ, they're not going to heaven. And Bernie, who stole the money, can still go to heaven. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah! The truth of the matter is we all guilty of something, baby. If you ain't guilty of this, you guilty of that. If you ain't guilty of stealing somebody's money, you're guilty of telling a lie. You're guilty of disobedience. You're guilty of gossip. Oh, you best believe you guilty of something. And we can't go pointing fingers, but there is room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, still there is room for one. There is room at the cross for you. Now, before we give the benediction, I want to say a prayer for those of you who have given your life to Christ, but you're in sin. You're in sin. There's a way that seemeth right to a man. You're walking in your own intellect. You're walking in your own ways. You're walking in disobedience. You haven't confessed that sin to God in spirit and in truth yet, because you like the way it makes you feel for you to hold on to it. You're getting some type of security out of holding on to that sin, but it's blocking your blessings. And Satan is accusing God, accusing you before God because of that sin that you refuse to let go of. And this is why God says, if you confess and forsake your sin, God will give you mercy. I'm talking to the believer right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You know what it is. You know what it is. You know what it is. I know it feel good, but it's going to take you to hell. Come on. Come on. Let's let it go, right? It ain't even worth it. It ain't even worth it. I don't care how much they hurt you. I don't care which way the disagreement went. I don't care if you waiting for this or waiting for that. Don't wait no more. Come on, and we're going to come to the altar right now and lay this thing down at the altar and let God pick it up. Father God, forgive us. Father God, we come to you, Father God, as your dear children. Father God, we believe in Jesus, but Father God, we've been a little carnal. We've been a little fleshly. God, we've been letting the flesh take dominion, Father God. And Father God, we know, Father God, what's going on in our hearts is not acceptable by you. And because you know the heart and you judge, we know what your word tells us about forgiveness. We know what your word tells us about anger. We know what your word tells us about pride and self-righteousness. We know what your God, wherever we come short, God. Father God, right now, search us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Shine the spotlight on our soul. If you see anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen us, Father. So God, we confess the things we know and the things we don't know. We confess the sins of omission and the sins of commission. Wherever we have come short, whatever has separated our love walk towards the brethren, whatever, Father God, we place this thing at the altar right now. And we ask that you would forgive us, wash us, cleanse us, and help us not to go back and turn back to it, but to keep moving forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. There it is. There it is. You're good. The charges are dropped. Satan's demons was hanging around the Lord's courtroom. Amen. Waiting to see what your consequences going to be. You know what your consequences going to be now? Mercy. That's what your consequences are going to be. Mercy. Why? Jesus dropped the charges. He dropped the charges. Case dismissed. Case dismissed. Case dismissed. My God, I feel like dancing. Woo, my God, I feel like dancing. My God, my God, my God. I'm sitting here talking to you, and I see us in our new building. Oh, glory be to God. I see the building up dancing. I see everybody in the house dancing. You know why? Because I'm picking up your spirits. And we still in the house. Glory be to God. We still in the house. Sometimes you could be in a physical location and be separated. But when you come, amen, that's why this type of platform is so beautiful, because you're here, because you want to be here. There's no time and distance in the spirit. And guess what? We all in the same house. So dance on. In Jesus' name. All right. We want to, amen, invite you to, amen, follow us on LifeWord Jesus at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Follow us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Apple TV, Google TV, YouTube. Amen. Follow us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And keep your eyes open for some upcoming announcements pertaining to this ministry. Amen. In this new year, if God can't do it, it can't be done. We're going all the way out. We're going all the way in. We invite you, amen, to join us on 21 days of fasting. Amen. Glory be to God. Beginning on January 9th for 21 days. Amen. You pick and choose, amen, the fast that's conducive for you, be it the water fast, the juice fast, the Daniel's fast, the absolute fast, or the one day a meal fast, whatever one. You just pick one. That's between you and God. Come on, amen, and join us. Amen. As all of God's people around the world are fasting on this first month, showing the devil that we ain't playing. We ain't playing. And the people united cannot be divided. Amen. And God, amen, commands blessing where he sees unity. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. If you desire to sow, amen, into the soil of this ministry, you can sow at our website at lifewordjesus.org. Come to God, amen, in the spirit of worship. Worship, giving is a part of worship. Amen. And we bless be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor. LifeWordJesus.org. You can give through PayPal. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461. Glenside. Glenside. G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania. 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus, drop the charges. Ah, glory be to God. Ooh, Jesus, drop the charges, beloved. Hallelujah. Satan, go accusing the devil. Hallelujah. How you haven't sold any money in the Lord's kingdom. Glory, let Jesus drop the charges. Ah, my God. I was on my way to hell, but Jesus dropped the charges. I'm just so happy today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to pray the blessings of the Lord upon each and every one of you. Amen. Go forward today. Be safe. Amen. We decree and declare we will not be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears and sorrow. If you gave your life to Christ today, we want to hear from you, please. We don't harass nobody. We don't stalk nobody in this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to pray for you. Amen. Just send us an email. Send us a regular mail. Call us, whatever. Go to our website. Get all the information. Communicate with us. So we want to just pray with you and pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise. To God be glory. And to God be honor. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a lovely, 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 lovely day. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll find us on Facebook. Amen. And not Facebook, all social media. Amen. Sunday evenings. Amen. Early morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. Amen. During the week. We everywhere. We everywhere. But God's going to bring it all together in a minute because he's doing it right now. Amen. He wants you to be included. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, and it is my pleasure, amen, to be in the service of the Lord. Let us, amen, as we conclude this call, let us not conclude our praise. Let us rejoice and make a joyful noise unto the Lord that our charges have been dropped and our case has been dismissed because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. I love you. Amen. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer. We seal this service by the blood of Jesus and decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is a spell. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Love you. Love you. Love you. Have a good, 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 a good day. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thanks.